At the doorstep of the nation's capital, the Scioto Canal is an amazing urban wilderness. The Potomac Gorge, that section of the Scioto Canal National Historical Park between Georgetown and Great Falls, is an example that wilderness can truly exist in the heart of a modern urban area. The bedrock terrace forest of the Potomac Gorge is a fragile ecosystem that challenges us to consider how human and natural communities coexist. Flooding in the Potomac Gorge has eroded a series of rock terraces, and soil deposited on these terraces has become the matrix within which a unique ecosystem has developed. The soil is unevenly distributed, and usually very thin plants have had to adapt. Dwarf Virginia pines and cedars cling to the cracks in the rocks. Other trees sprout elaborate root systems to both seek out nutrients and fix them firmly to the rocks in order to weather the next flood. Grasses, such as wild oats, reproduce in vast numbers, in the hope that some survive future flooding. The mixture of beech and maple forest of the gorge provide habitat to rare flowering plants such as the trillium. The river has created the habitat not only for plants, but also for animals. Shad and herring call the active waters of the gorge home. These fish are a tempting meal for the great blue herons, bald eagles, cormorants, and other birds that frequent the Potomac Gorge. All of this is in the heart of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. As the urban area grows and more forest cover is lost, the Potomac Gorge is one of the few truly vibrant green spaces and has become an important habitat for birds such as the yellow-throated vireo, wood thrush, and scarlet tanager. Butterflies, moths, dragonflies, as well as mammals, reptiles, and amphibians all call the habitat of the Potomac Gorge their home. The gorge is an escape for people of the Washington, D.C. area. The Scioto Canal towpath is an easy means to hike, bike, and explore the Potomac Gorge. Trails such as the Billy Goat Trail and the Great Falls Overlook help to connect people to the river, to the plants, animals, and ecosystems of the gorge. But escaping to the gorge has consequences. Hikers who wander from trails can destroy fragile plants such as the trillium. Litter and garbage can and do disturb the ecosystem. The sheer volume of visitors has an impact on this amazing urban wilderness. But these visitors can help and protect it too. One of these visitors was Justice William O. Douglas, who wrote of the Scioto Canal. One who walked the canal its full length could plead that cause with the eloquence of a John Muir. He would get to know muskrats, badgers, and fox. He would hear the roar of wind in thickets. He would see strange islands and promontories through the fantasy of fog. He would discover the glory there is in the first flower of spring, the glory there is even in a blade of grass. The whistling wings of ducks would make silence have new values for him. Certain it is that he could never acquire that understanding going 60 or even 25 miles an hour.